Welcome to another episode of BJ Podcast.
BJ.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah. I also think people that are like watching the whole thing, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Because like everybody now has the attention span of a gnat.
I mean, I do.
Yeah, I do as well. You scroll through something, you see 14
seconds.
You guys have
watched some of our previous episodes where we can't even stay on topic.
Who stays on topic anymore? But like, people are just so used to scrolling through things and you see 14 seconds or 10 seconds or whatever the golden number is.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like whatever TikTok-y talks stuff. On the tiki-talk.
Words are hard.
And still the kids today with their tiki-talkies.
On the interwebs.
They have the internet on computers now.
The files are in the computers.
But anyways, I just want to say thank you so much for the people that are actually like sticking around for half an hour. That's a lot.
It is. And to listen to two women talk, that's a lot. That's asking a lot.
Well,
I shouldn't say women.
Oh, no, I think it does have something to do with women, because there's a reason that men go fishing for 5 hours at a time.
That's true. Silently. That's not a fun activity.
No. Or go
quiet.
Hunting in the woods, and they just get to sit in a tree for 12 hours in their silence, or golfing.
See, I could do that in a hammock. I could do that in a treehouse. But probably not fishing.
Now, I have gone fishing.
Oh.
I never liked fishing at all. I thought it was boring as hell. People just sat there on the end of a dock until I started working at a fly-in camp in the Ring of Fire in Northern Ontario. And it was about 700 kilometers north of Thunder Bay. And every time you cast off in this one river, you caught a pickerel.
Okay.
And every time, and the drillers, they were up in the camp, I was the cook, and I had to be like, they're like, if we catch pickerel, will you cook them? I'm like, for sure, absolutely. As long as you fillet them and stuff like that. And I had to be like, you guys got to stop because I have other food and we can't just keep making this amazing pickerel all the time. And so I thought I was really good at fishing, right? Because every time I cast off, I got a fish. And I bought a fishing rod and then eventually moved back to Southern Ontario. And someone was like, yeah, do you want to go fishing? I'm like, absolutely. I love fishing.
How'd that go for you?
I'm really good at it. Just the most boring thing in the entire world. You cast off and then you wait. And then nothing fucking happens. And then maybe sometimes you catch this tiny little fish. That's not that cool.
And also, you can't make a noise or you scare them away, apparently.
Oh no. And when I was fishing up north, I'm like, okay, I'm so good at fishing.
Well, why would you not?
Because I thought fishing was like a sport. Like, you just got to cast off.
You also, I mean, we're not going to touch on your darts.
I'm good at sports.
Okay. I can spell sports.
I can spell sports. I can make anything a sport. People watch people fish, right? Like, people go to...
People watch people golf.
Yeah, that's true. People like to watch people golf.
I know. Or, like, sometimes I think about tennis, where I'm like, if you really take yourself out of that and you're watching, and that whole moment where it's like, what? Like, I want that time back.
So I guess then people who pay attention to us for half an hour is really nice, but you'll pay attention to a sports game for like 8 hours, and that's totally cool.
Oh, I immediately just had one of those, like, I just like floated up and I was just like, oh yeah, we could be boring to watch.
I apologize. We're not as good as sports.
Thank you so much for watching us, genuinely.
How are we as good? Yeah, we're not even close to as good as sports. These people work their entire lives.
We are trash human compared to those people.
garbage human person compared to a sports athlete. Oh my god.
Jeez,
poor life choices, all of the things.
I mean, just
like vape.
Generally not made properly.
Oh yeah, broken.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm the broken one. It's so like, I mean, I tried with the athletic thing. I went pretty far. But
ballet and stuff like that?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
What was the other one you did?
Taekwondo.
Oh yeah.
I was supposed to train for the Olympics.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. Went to that Camp Olympia.
Oh, Camp Olympia. No, very, very sporty, too sportsy.
Yeah, well, also 2 hours in the sun right after each meal, and you're like in all of your gear and just like just want to go home. Like
I like it.
just,
Oh, it's like, hello, mother. Hello,
hello,
father.
father. Here
Here
I
I
am
am
at
Camp
Camp
Granada.
Granada.
Oh, yeah,
Oh, yeah, I
digressing.
guess back to the show.
We're here to talk about relationships
Right.
or potentially
I mean,
fishing and or old-timey
all of those
songs.
are connections or relationships in their own way. And that is something recently I was talking to a couple different people about, is the fact that the idea of this being about relationships, there's other things beyond relationships with other people that we can talk about in terms of your relation. We talked about relationship to food, your relationship to sleep, your relationship to music,
Oh yeah,
or
absolutely. Relationship to nature.
yeah, like it doesn't have to be one specific route with this, and I like that there's so many different avenues depending on who might be watching and who would, I don't know, call in or whatever we're gonna do with that whole thing. And their feedback, like what you guys want to talk about or want or have questions about or anything. And I mean, the second part of this show is maybe, I have a feeling we'll get questions more so about the second episode today.
The sex episode,
Yeah,
the
than
sexapode,
the other three. But I do think, like, genuinely, it's a sex episode. I
sexapode.
just skipped right past that, but good on you for it. You deserve a gold star.
We're talking about relationships, but because we've been talking about friendships so much, this relationship is situationships.
Yes.
Friends with benefits, being friends with the person that you're in a relationship with.
Yeah, I do think that it can go any which way. I think no matter what, you're gonna have to put some work in to any relationship. Like I've said it before to my best friend, and I've said it to you before as well. Like, why don't we go on dates with our friends? Like, why don't we make those special times to be like, okay, movie night sort of thing, and like put that kind of effort in regularly the way that everyone should with their relationship as well. But it's like that's where people start kind of falling away from each other, and I think that like creates this huge disconnect.
Feel like a lot of people do go on dates with their friends. They're like ladies' night or like
Yeah,
bros' night.
I do. I think there's also a large group that don't, or like they feel like they can't or something. Like there's a lot of different situations out there like that, and I think that's something too. I just my best friend and I transitioning from dating accidentally to becoming best friends was a lot of work, but it was totally worth it. And that best friendship is like
Best
no,
friendship.
yeah, n
Nothing
nothing's
to do.
gonna no.
Yeah.
It's like you can try, but no. And I think that's really one example of it. But then there's also people who get into relationships and they aren't necessarily friends with that person. And they kind of have to do it the opposite way, where it's like the work needs to go into like actually being friends.
And I think so many relationships, like being friends first, is a really nice way to go into it because, like, you're friends with this person, you like hanging out with them, you like spending time with them.
Yeah.
The other relationshipy aspects of it, like sexy times, super fun, and you don't really do that with
It's a
all your
great part of
friends.
life that everybody should
Yeah.
enjoy, but
I guess if you had sexy times with all your friends, you'd have a whole lot of friends.
that why you have so many friends?
Oh, snap! Burn! Burn! Oh my God. If I had sex with all of my friends, there would be a lot more people watching right
Especially the second part.
the second part. Relationships with your friends.
Oh yeah. But yeah, so there's so many different avenues with all of that. But I think like everybody can kind of relate to that feeling, like of like, friends with benefits or a situationship or, again, struggling to become friends in a relationship after already being sexy guns.
And I think the thing with friends is, you have a lot of friends, right? So you don't have one person that's all encompassing everything and you're expecting that person to
And
be
like
all of
and sometimes time. That's the problem. Some people do expect that or whatever, and it's like, that's not good.
But with a friendship, usually you give yourself, you know, you have a lot of friends, or you have enough friends that it's just not one person. But then you get into a relationship, and sometimes somebody expects that one person to be their everything and to take all of their time and to fix all of their problems.
I had a conversation the other night with one of my friends that actually, same concept, but it's or the opposite of it as well, where it's like sometimes it really sucks for somebody to not, like, you want to be everything for somebody, and like it can make you, I think that's where a lot of jealousy stems from, like somebody feeling like they want to be everything to somebody else, and it's like you can't. No. Like, and it's, I think,
and it's
in relationships
unhealthy.
Oh, totally. It's in relationships, but I also think it's like, you know, parents can feel that way about their children, like I can't be what they need right now, and that must be a struggle. Just like a friend, and you want to be able to help them, but you can't. Like, there's like, I think we can all relate to that. That light just went out.
Oh no. Come on, do the thing. There we go. Nothing's perfect. Nobody's nerfect in Ontario.
Who wants to be perfect?
So many people want to be perfect.
Boring.
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 Except for practically perfect in every way.
I mean, besides my good looks and intelligence, my modesty is my best attribute.
Especially perfect is the fact that I have some outside leaves just sticking around on my body. That's
excellent.
Super perfect. Let's get back in there. All right.
Maybe she's Maybelline.
So, where do you start? Well, you met him first.
True. So,
the sodder.
Our ex.
Not at the same time, these.
No. Oh, I wish I was cool enough to have already been in a throuple. I was so close.
I feel like if we were in a throuple, we'd pick a very, very different person.
Oh, for sure.
Probably something with a boat or like a plane.
See, that is so far from my list.
I would like a boat. Seriously.
Who wouldn't?
I would like to be in a throuple with a person with a boat. So, if there's anyone out there that has a boat that wants two girlfriends that don't actually
why
want
are you
to be
bringing,
girlfriends.
Why are you bringing me into this? I don't want a boat. Troubles.
Oh, really?
I've been on them.
Fine. I'll find somebody else. Basically, I just like going on boats. So, if anybody has a boat and wants to take me on their boat, boats. No, I totally want to go on a boat. If somebody has a boat, they want to take me on their boat. I'm game.
She's sticking to it. So.
Sticking to it. Imagine filming on a boat. How fun would that be? We'd have a lot of problem with the background noise and stuff like that. But
again, thank you so much for listening to our whole thing. it must
be maddening. You're like, when the fuck are these girls going to get to this?
Like, what? Yeah,
point?
What was the point? Because do we remember? Oh, right. Our ex. So I met him first. Yes, that's why we were.
Yeah, quite a long time first.
Yes. And we talked about some of like the good stuff that came out of that before, because it helped us where we were at in our lives. Like, but that was the positive that came out of it. And both of us had some negatives as well.
When you were with him, I don't know what was necessarily going on in your life, because it was before I had ever met him, but he helped you get through just life in general, or?
Oh, well, I was kind of in a place where I hadn't really met anybody. Like, you know what I mean? I was very much stuck in my little hobbit hole kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm a little house cat, and I'd just be at home. It's like I really had to rush home at the end of work or something to sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What people do is sleeping.
So, yeah, I think that was the start of me kind of like getting back out there and dating, I would say. Which that is a positive. I would also say there was some pretty sketchy negatives that happened throughout my experience, but then meeting you and hearing that you as well had some issues there.
So when I met him was fairly recent after your breakup, I believe. Like, I would have met him in, I don't know, maybe like October or something like that of 2018.
Remember?
I met him about a year after you met him.
Okay, so then, yeah, maybe it was October as well. Yeah.
So I would have met him a year after you met him, and I was going through some...
We also only dated for like a few months. Like it was not as
a long time. I'm very jealous of you.
I'm so thankful for you, because after hearing, I don't think that would have...
Well, when I met him, he was hung up on his ex-girlfriend, Brittany, and I was going through a horrible, horrible breakup. Mm-hmm. That was just, I was in no place to be in any sort of relationship whatsoever. And, but we met and friends. Like, we were friends.
Yeah, it was a situationship, friendship. It was friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits. Yeah. Like, we became friends. And, but there was no real expectations or this or that. Like, he was not my boyfriend. We hung out, we went on dates and stuff like that. But a lot of times, you know, he was very open about being not over his ex-girlfriend, and I was very open about not being over my situation, which was a huge shitstorm, which will be touched on at another time. Yeah. We can only talk about so many bad exes at once.
Well, and you know what? That's also, I think we're being honest and open. We're not trying to say, like, every... It's like a guy being like, oh, my exes are crazy. It's like, well, okay, what did you do that made them crazy? Oh, and no. Like, for this, I do think both of us have a lot of exes too that we'd just be like, that was, I wish him well. I wish him well, and he was wonderful. Like, all good things, but and didn't work out.
And with this
it's
person,
just we do want to talk about, like, the issues that come up more and more. And,
well, with this person too, I do wish him well. I wish that he would move forward in his life in a very productive, healthy manner. I wish that he would not look back on the past and grasp at straws to continue to be...
Yeah, considering it's like me, you, me, yeah.
Yes.
That was...
Yes.
Not well thought out, but I mean, he has... Good taste.
Wonderful taste. And I do 100% wish him well. I would just say that he helped me through a really hard time, but he also created a whole lot of other issues. I did not drink very much. I was going through a really hard time, so I was drinking. Mm. But with him, he drank. Like, he was a drinker, like almost all day drinker. And it wasn't until COVID that I really realized that once we started spending so much time together, that, like, this is a wake up in the morning drink. This isn't like we're hanging out on my one night off a week and going to party at the bar. It's just like a problem. And,
like, don't get me wrong here. There have been, like, days I've woken up and I have been like, mimosa.
Oh, absolutely.
But if it gets to that point where somebody's drinking so much that it's like, you know, if they don't have their drink by like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then they're like not okay. And then it goes to 2 o'clock in the afternoon and then 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And like slowly but surely it does become like you have to.
Oh, this was wake up in the morning and the first thing I would hear is like a can opening next to the bed. This is like whatever time it was. And so at the beginning of COVID, we drank together quite a bit. But then during COVID, I pretty much stopped drinking because it started to become just this like trigger for me where I was like, if I'm going to be so grossed out by your behavior or look down on your behavior, I can't then go around drinking and having and like being like, oh, it's okay for me, but it's not okay for you.
I want to like shut my mouth already just because I feel like it's like, you shouldn't just be like, hey, look on the positive side. But
it was a good positive.
But yeah, like maybe that's what was needed in order for you to have the reason to like not drink. And like,
and now my alcohol tolerance is so fucking low.
Drunk.
Which is amazing. Like, I'll go to the bar and have like 3 beers and be like, woo! And then won't actually even drink 3 beers because I don't like them when they get warm. So I will drink half the beer and then B will drink the other half of the beer and then I'll order some more. But like, it's splitsies. because I am not that good at drinking anymore, which is hilarious because I used to be like, I used to be a drinker.
Yeah. And I was not, and now I kind of am.
Yeah, I like my tolerance is super low, and it's awesome. And
speaking of,
yeah, no, I do have a beer somewhere that I already. Oh, I'm so far away. All right.
So we should kind of point out to yes.
Speaking of not drinking very much. Although this beer I opened at dinner time and it is now 11:30 and dinner time was about 6:30.
Yes, this is my second one. Oh, I hit the microphone. It probably did a. We're going to try and work on the audio a little bit. Hopefully that'll change soon, but there are no promises with that. So, yeah.
Yes, I have heard that the levels are a little bit off.
But my laugh can be a very overwhelming sound.
I know, but then when you try to stifle your laugh, it's just like, like you can't stifle it.
Gremlin.
Yeah, when you're laughing, you want to laugh out loud. Yeah. So we will get better mics eventually. We just have to figure out what they are. And they have to be something that is like portable for us.
Well, I know which ones. I just, you know, you need to...
I thought we weren't positive of those ones, though.
No, I was just saying I would like to figure out how to do some of the editing stuff on the audio anyways, because until we actually use those ones, I don't know how clear the audio actually is, because we were going to use them one time and then had to, the nice person who let us borrow them took them back.
They needed them.
Yes.
This is important. And that's why it's sometimes better not to borrow other people's things and just have your own things.
Exactly.
And nobody ever wants them back.
Exactly. I like it.
I like it a lot.
Anyways, our ex, yes, lots of negatives there as well. But I was also going to point out, like, I've had relationships start as like friends with benefits or situationships, and some of them have turned out to be like not the best, and some of them have been like so great.
Yeah.
And it's like so perfect for exactly where you're at.
Yeah.
And like easy. No. And you need that. I feel like people need that comfort in life too.
Well, and the biggest thing I find with like a friends with benefits situation or a situationship, like friends, like being friends is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's no cheating, there's no lying, there's no this, there's no that. Because I've always said to somebody, like, we'll have fun for the time. I'm not in the time to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
But if you meet somebody and you want to be in a relationship with them or you want to pursue that, just tell me.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be like, oh my God, who is this bitch?
Blah, yeah. Blah, blah. You did stalk my Instagram.
It was way after. I mean, I never called you a bitch.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know who you were. I didn't know who you were. And I did not. I actually think I didn't even see your pictures or anything because you would have been private.
Oh, yeah, I was private. So I'm still private.
Yeah. So I don't think that was even some. I don't think I added you back.
I don't recall.
I don't like that sort of thing. So,
because I was very curious about my ex's ex that he was talking about all the time. So I found her on the Instagram, and I'm like, I think I added you. And because are you private?
I think at the time I might not have been, but since then,
oh,
I
okay.
am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because of me, right?
No. Well,
I know,
before
I'm just
you.
Kidding. Well, before you. But no, I looked at her pictures and stuff like that, and I was like, you know, I'm like, cool, looks really awesome, and I feel like I would be really good friends with her. But some of the things, like when you hear
you're beautiful in Cinderella and your hair smells like cinnamon.
When you hear about an ex from a person that you're with, they often paint them in a somewhat negative light.
And I want to believe that, you know, yes, there are some people out there who are just pushing it on the other person or victim playing, or they are, you know, whatever. But I also believe that it can get very confusing where that line is when you know, you have your side of the story and they have their side of the story. Mm. And hearing some of the things that some people might be saying about you afterwards, and you're kind of like, what?
Yeah.
Like, huh? It's a bit of that like eye-opening moment where you're like, okay, am I the problem?
Am I the problem?
What? Is it, what was that comedian that's talking about? Like, it's like when you're driving on the highway and it's like the lane that you're in is going really slow while the other ones keep going.
Yeah.
And you veer over and then that one slows down. You're like, okay, it's following me. It's me. I'm the problem. But also
it's
I've had...
me. Hi.
I'm the problem. It's me. But no, the other thing that I've had with relationships that like looking back on it is where... You know, we don't want to sound like we're just like bitching all the time about everybody, but I have literally never had like the same flaw or issue of mine brought up by different boyfriends. I have had people tell me such contradictory things.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, you're a bitch or too much of a pushover. You speak up, or you talk too much, or you know, you don't do enough.
Yeah.
Or you do too much.
Yeah.
Like, and at a certain point, you're kind of like, well, like, not everybody can be right. Like, how is that possible that would be the case? But then you look at it, and you're like, maybe for each of those people, that's what I was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And like, that's just the way that they would see me or whatever. And like, you gotta kind of like let them just work through that themselves or whatever. And
well, for sure. And it's also
if
like,
it's something that's true about you, like work on it. But
and it's also like they lived that experience. And did they think you were a bitch, or did they think you didn't do too much, or did they think you did?
I never.
But like, it also makes things a lot easier in relationships when they end. To be like, oh, this person this, or this person that. Like, I used to write myself pages of diary notes in order to try to break up with somebody. And like, this would be a wonderful, lovely person that I, you know, was deeply in love with, but it just wasn't working. So I would be saying all this horrible stuff about them to try to build myself up to make a really hard decision.
Yeah.
When literally none of those things, like I didn't think any of those bad things. I thought they were a wonderful person and I wish that I felt the same way.
Yeah.
And you can't, that's the problem. You can't wish your feelings.
Yeah. I also think like that's the biggest thing right now for me that I'm seeing is people who aren't necessarily honest or straightforward or clear about their wants, needs, what desires, whatever, because of the fear it's gonna hurt somebody's feelings.
Yes.
And I just immediately, when I hear something like that, I feel like I'm back at like 5 years old with my mom being like, why are you crying? This is manageable. Why are you crying? And only because like with all of that, you are the only one who can control your life. If you want something and you're too afraid to ask for it or whatever,
you're never going to get it. No.
And somebody's feelings might be hurt, but chances are you can do every right thing by society standards your entire life, and there's still going to be repercussions to pay.
Yeah.
You're still going to have consequences to your actions. You're still going to have to apologize to people, even if it's like, no, but I did the right thing. Like, and that's where I just... The whole conversation too, being open and non-judgmental or whatever. I think that's like the biggest thing here. And hopefully you guys aren't judgmental that we go off topic like so easy.
Constantly. Very constantly. So it'll be like an interconnection, like it'll be like a web. So maybe like one episode.
On the web.
So we'll touch on one thing, and actually what would be great is if we were touching on something that we kind of skirted by and didn't finish and you'd want to hear more about it, just write to us and say, what about this? Or yeah. What was the conclusion of this? And then even if it's not going to be another episode, we can write about it.
Yeah, with her blog as well. But also like in between, once we get the right equipment going, once we know what we're doing just a little bit more, and have like more of a routine with this, we can also make sure that, like, you know, random questions throughout the week, we just do on a reel,
yeah,
like answer quickly or whatever. But we're also going to have some guests coming on soon, I think, because there's been quite a few who have asked to come on. And I know my best friend will be on probably first.
Yeah.
And then after that, I have no idea, but we have a list of like 15.
We have some people that want to be on, and it's very exciting.
Yes. I also think that, like, actually, I said this to the same friend of mine the other day about the fact that less and less people are getting married and having kids in this day and age. And there is like a human need at a DNA level to pass on our knowledge, like through our DNA. And that's like why procreation is a thing, why it's like animalistically in us to procreate. And that's also where, you know, the next half of this show with the
procreation,
like, sex, do it. I don't know why went with the fucking Nike.
just do it. Yeah. Our next episode is not going to be the BJ podcast sex show. It's just going to be called Procreation or Procreating Without Procreating.
Procreating just with BJ.
Just trying to do it, but maybe not actually procreating.
Procreating with B&J, not going to happen.
Oh, I know that is not going to happen. I would have made a cute one.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me? Like, one of these faces.
Like, the little girl or guy. I'm always going to say little girl. The little girl would have been a shit disturber. But,
I remember in high school, my drama teacher we had to sit in a circle and we passed a piece of paper to the person beside us, like, and with our name on it. Mm. And she asked a question and you had to answer that question about whatever person's page you had.
Okay.
And then it would go to the next person. So however many, like, there's 30 kids, so there were 30 questions.
Yeah.
And then you got your piece of paper back with everybody's answer. Like, and it was things like, what will you always remember about this person? Aww. Or like, if this person has kids, like, do you think it'll be a boy or a girl? And my drama teacher, oh my gosh, she was so great. She was a wonderful teacher. She had my page for that question, like, do you think she'd have a boy or a girl? And she was like, oh, she would have a little girl and she would be dressed perfectly every day. Cutest little outfits. Just like, oh, you know me so well.
We did something like that in group therapy once where it was just like you passed the thing around and it was like, you know, basically something that someone would think about this person or like what came to mind. And it was really nice stuff because we didn't really even know each other that well. It was kind of like,
that's kind of what it was like for some people in high school too. So like getting to see like even somebody in your own class that you wouldn't have necessarily thought that they thought of you or like any of that. And you see some of the stuff that they would have written down, you're like, oh my God.
Thank you so much. Everything. Everybody nice, like, it's nice to get complimented and everybody deserves to be complimented. Even on like the small, minute parts of your life. Like, oh my God, we did drive good today. You didn't get in an accident.
You got out of bed. Sometimes that's really hard.
Yeah. No curbs got in your way on the way to or from work.
Well, you curbs didn't hit a curb. Get in the way when you don't let them, but
curbs.
Curbs, yeah.
Oh, they said boobs.
You would hear boobs. That's not what I said.
Curbs don't get in the way if you don't let them. Yeah, but sometimes they do.
Hey, boobs do.
Boobs do. not for me.
Mine are nuts, so whatever. Yours are great.
What are we talking about right now? Have you seen?
What did you say in my face?
Have you seen these?
Yes, I
you
have.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me. It's like looking into the sun.
I have blinded a man. anyways, maybe that part should be like kind of concluding this half. And trying to move forward.
Trying to move forward into the sextapode.
Oh, you know what? This is so much better not having a script.
Oh, my God. And also, like, I kind of really like the bed aspect of it.
Well, I do think it's important for are.
Yeah. Well, also because I'm assuming that most people that are watching this aren't going to like sit up and down in a chair and they're watching this podcast or listening to the podcast. They're going to be in bed. Anywho, thank you very much for joining us for this episode of BJ Podcast.
Yes, and I apologize for my tantrum.
You had a tantrum?
No.
We're cutting it out. She made a scene. It was ridiculous. I'll put it in some sort of special reel and make sure she can't see it, but like hair pulling, crying, things were thrown around. I just had to tidy up the whole room.
And anyway, you push me to my limit.
I would never. I'm going to push
you. You know why.
You know why. All right. So because we don't have a lot of room here.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to do it high fivesies on our knees. I don't know if we can do topsies downsies as well.
We can probably try.
Okay, so. Hi. So, thank you for joining us for this episode of BJ Podcast.
Thank you for listening to our
rants.
That one was a rant.
That one was ranty.
Please stick around.
Sure.
But you know what? If you stick around for the next one, I'm sure it'll be more fun.
Okay. Oh, in bed.
I'm falling apart.
Yes.
Suck the day's dick.
Suck the day's dick. And you're important.
Take up space.